Kuf Dalet on the base. In the Mishnah itself, which we started speaking about last week, Pesiyata Deshmaya, we learned about a number of problematic chalitzas, if you will. Cheresh, shenechlatz, vachareshes, shecholza, vecholetes, lekoton, chalitzos of psulim. Ktana, shecholza, tachlos, mishetagdo. Vimlocholza, chalitzos of psulim. That's our focus for today. We have cheresh, and we have a koton. We'll read the Gemara, and then we'll read the Tosfos. Amarava, hashta di amet kriya loma akva, lefichach ilayim v'ilema shecholtu chalitosim k'sheira. Rashi, shecholtu chalitosim k'sheira. What is Rashi adding over here? I'm clear. This quality seems to be just quoting the Gemara. Okay. Tanan, cheirish, nechatz v'charesh shecholtu v'choletis minakot v'chalitosim psula. My time. Lavishum the lavine kriya ninu. Wait a minute. We just said before kriya is not me'akev. Lo. Shum the lavine de'aninu. They don't have the kavana to do the chalitza properly. They're not b'nei de'a. Frek the Gemara. Ihochi ilem v'ilemes nami. What kind of question is that? What do you mean ilem v'ilemes nami? One thinks that they also have no das. One says, no. Amarava ilem v'ilemes b'nei de'aninu. Upumayu hudekoyevlu. A very famous expression you find in Poskim in many contexts. They have a perfectly intelligent. They have their mouth hurts. They're unable to speak. It does not reflect the lack of intelligence at all. So amid re'aviyana idefish eino ba'omo v'omro. Whoa. Apparently, it's not ba'omo v'omro. Rashi explains. Umafarish time of the masnisin the cheresh v'cheresh of the nation einan the omer v'omra the tznan cheresh adibru chachamim b'chol makom shein alo shomea v'lo medaber. That's what cheresh means. So if you can't speak, so you're not able to pronounce the words of the kriyas ha'parsha of chalitza. El kiyitma the rava asefer. I'm turning everything upside down. What's that mean? Cheresh shenechatz v'cheresh shecholtza v'choletz v'nakotn. Chalitzos apsula. Amarava. What did Rabbi say the first time? Hash diamet kriya lo ma'akva. What did he say this time? Hash diamet kriya ma'akva. Lefichach ilay vilema shecholtu chalitzosan psula. Exactly the opposite we said the first time around. Umas nisin. Kirab zera. Don Rabbi zera, the famous Rabbi zera. Kol aro lebila and bila ma'kevesbo. V'chol shen aro lebila bila ma'kevesbo. End of the sugya. Okay, Rashi, Chalitzosa Psula, Umasnisin the Katani Lo Korah Chalitzosa Ksheira. We saw in the Mishnah that if there was no Kriya whatsoever, the Chalitza is Kosher. No problem. Krab Zera, Dem Rab Zera prepared for Menachos on the Sachin. It's a whole story about 60, 61. Okay, skipping all the details of that, Parsha Menachos. Hachanami, end of the Rashi, I forgot the Kriya Lo Ma'akva, Beror Le Kriya, Abushain Vorei Ma'keves. So now Rav Osai, we have something very interesting here. You have a situation where you have Cheresh and Koton go together throughout Shas, on the one hand. And you have what we call an Elaim, who is, as the Gemara puts it over here in the Maskana, is probably B'nai Das, but is a unique shortcoming in this particular situation because they're not able to speak. You have to be royal the Kriya. End of the Gemara. Any questions before I go on? Just push up shot in the Gemara. Yes.
Well, I guess I wasn't sure how you define what the people just let's say he physically can speak, but no one told him what to say. So
if you finished the Mayim HaKamos, you saw the Mayim HaKamos, Rav Osai? No one saw the Mayim HaKamos. They left them on the table. You saw them? Okay. So if you would have seen the Mayim HaKamos and finished them, the specs, Maggie, you would have seen when your question comes up. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll see. Our focus is primarily to the Kash, which asks about the top Tosfos. This is our main focus, the top Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rashba, with all the Lumdus. So we have to try to talk about today with Siyata Deshmaya. Okay? Kabosa, let's get started. For Omar the Beir Aviana, the Vishayeno, but Omar the Imra, the Omar the Omar. So Rav Yana says, that's the problem here in our Sugi. Vim Toma. You know the Rabbi Yana high time, Dilma Mishum Dalavine Deoninu. In other words, they're not B'nai Deon. Yes, the Gemara said by Ilan V'Elemis B'nai Deon. Pumayo de Karavlu. Not Cherish. What does Cherish mean? Rashi said, Rashi called the Mishnah Trumas. What does Cherish mean? Cherish, Adibru, Chachamim, Bechomokom, Shenalo, Shomei, Lo, Medabim. Right? Cannot neither speak nor hear. That individual has no das. A cotton underage has no das. Yes, Elim has das, but the other first two have no das. So why over here in our sugya they introduce Fisha Enu Amar V'Amra? Yes, for Elim you need that. But you get the impression Rav Yanai said it not only with respect to Elim, but with respect to Cherish as well. That's the problem. Cotton as well? That's the problem. Vitanya, how you know you need das? The Binan Shi is Kavn Shneim, Anaf Kuvav Manaf. The Gemara suggests that the Ketanah might be able to do Chalitza bePu'utos when she's intelligent at age 10, let's say. But Ketanah have a Chalitza. It would have been good. He loved the Ish Ketiva Parsha, special meal of Ish. Came in the Lavanei Deyaninu. Why is everyone just not focusing on Lavanei Deyaninu in this circumstance? Everyone understand the question? Very clear question. The Shloma, Shebezdin Omdim Al Gabam Umorim Lahem Lasos Chalitza Kitikuna. Dochinami Amina Bepeg Bez the Gittin, the Cherish of the Vekotin, Shekosu Get, the Godel Omen Al Gabam, the Kosher. Whoever learned Gittin? Ever learned Gittin? It's famous, it's a famous Gemara Gittin. Godel Omen Al Gabam, it works in some cases. For the writing of a Get, it works. So to the Chalitza, it should also work. And it actually does work. When there's no special mirt. Now, Rabosai, you notice that Tosfos quotes a sugya in Gittin. They even call it Rosh HaTemes. Chashvak. Chin, Ches, Shin, Vav. What's Ches, Shin, well, Vav is the Vav of Mechaber. No, why? No? Everyone knows. They're triplets. They always go together. Chere, Shot, and Vekotin. What is conspicuously absent from our Mishnah? Cotton is here. Shoulder is missing. It's a hello double. Why isn't shoulder not here? To discuss that question too. Very serious question. Okay, so Tosfos introduces this chiddush. And they right away jump on shoulder. Why is not here? Umiyush, the Indian chalitza, shoulder lo cholitz. Afal gav the bez and om nal gavav. I mean, it's implicit in the Mishnah. How do you know? Kidama b'tosefta. It's a mefurish b'tosefta. This Tosefta I put on the Marmakomas, it's Perigid Aleph, Halacha Tes. The Shot is no good. Why? Fishayesh Bakalitza Ribuye Dvorim. Vien Bodas Kla Lasos Das Bezin. In other words, God Alam Al Gaba will work with very simplistic instructions. To write a get. Right? And not only is it easy to write a get, but look what's next. Avagabe get shenoach lasos. Why? He got omer al gabav kosher. More than that, umach shaft on the keres b'toch ma'isov. Shekosev aget l'shma. Shekosev shem o'ish v'isha v'azman v'shemira v'shemira. In other words, once you get this fellow cheresh of the v'kotin to write the names of the husband and the wife and this time and the place. He's able to figure out from all this information, hey, you know what's going on over here? He's divorcing her. He can figure that out. But when it comes to Rabosai, when it comes to a situation of Chalitza, that seems to be, so many things going on in Chalitza. So many things happening in Chalitza. You have to do this, and do this, and do this. We know the parshas, the Kriya, and the Sandal, the Rekika. And there's no names in a piece of paper. So Baruch Hashem, everybody in this room has perfect intelligence, Baruch Hashem. So for you, you don't understand this. But for a cheresh of a katan who lacks in intelligence, you give him a piece of paper with a pen with names, he can piece together what's happening. But Chalitza, something's going on. There's no paper, there's no names. He can't figure out, even the Gadol HaMelech Gabov, that this action is intended in order to create the desired result that the woman should be put from the Zika to her brother-in-law. Follow me, everyone, follow me? Good. V'ha'ah, the other parakam of the chulun, your days have been vexed. Yabba v'chulun, sheshachtu v'acherim ro'an osam. Shchitas and k'shera. Umuki lo k'rab nosan. V'lo boy kavana. The shchita. Mashma. The rabbana. The boy kavana the shchita. Lo mahani god lo malagalav. Why? Why? Why shouldn't it work? Answer Tosis. The hosam acherim ain malam den also. Don't tell you what teaching it. If they were teaching it would work. Akshira uu shalom kilkel. So looking from the side, they didn't, the shchita was technically speaking a proper shchita. A. B. Vigam ein machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav. Kemo chalitza. The ein miskaven, period. What mean chalitza? Another shortcoming in chalitza, which they, I guess they don't say it's something new. They implied it was that this was in effect what they meant before. As I told you, when it comes to a get, you're writing his name and her name and writing about divorce. So what you're thinking, it should be clear from what you're doing. But in chalitza, what happened? You're taking off some shoes being taken off. It's crazy. A woman takes off. Rabosai, if you ask someone who's never studied Chumash, total Amorites, and show him a get, and the get says, he knows how to read Hebrew, the get says that, the man says, I, Reuven ben Shimon, divorce you, Leah bas Levi, with this piece of paper. Yes, what's this all about? He never heard of the word get, never heard of it. He understands, this piece of paper is to help that this Reuven divorced his wife, Leah. It's clear. Now take someone never studied Chumash, and bring him into a room, and have a demonstration. A woman's going to take a shoe off her husband's or if some man's foot. No, take it. Huh? What's this all about? What is this? What's this all about? I have no idea. Machshavtos on the carriage we talk. Meiser. You know, if it happens to be a little bit nikar, you know what it's nikar? You know what it's nikar, Rav Osai? It's nikar from the externals, not from the pulling of the shoe off, not from the spitting. Truth is, not even from the Kriya itself. Because the Kriya itself, all right, what's the first thing? What she say? My husband, this guy doesn't want to be miyavim me. And he says, yeah, I don't want to be miyavim. They pulled off the shoe. Huh? You know, for someone uninitiated, so what does that mean? She's angry at him. She pulled off a shoe. Does it mean that she pulled off a shoe and suddenly she becomes willing to marry anyone else? She wasn't before? It's not so clear. Not so. Even the second Kriya at the end doesn't say it explicitly. So for you, you and I can figure it out, Baruch Hashem. But the Cheresh of the Mekotin, even with someone standing on top of him, can't figure it out. Same with Shchita. You ask the average Goy, okay, watch this. Can we get to a slaughterhouse? I don't see this. So one Goy is slaughtering, I don't know what he uses, some kind of knife for the... And the Jew with a long beard is, you know, sharpening his knife, goes like this, very delicate, doesn't push down. No difference between one and the other. It's all the same thing. What does it look like? And the scavin al lechituch basa biyama, the meat cutter, right? And see, in the given lechulin, dinam achshavtem in the keres betoch ma'is. You don't have it by shchita. You don't have it by chlitza. You have it by ksiva seget. Ad kan deviatosis. Does everybody understand what's happening over here? Clear? You got it? It's a very, very important tosis. A very important tosis. Question, of course, becomes: the other rishon agree with tosis? They disagree with Tosfos. That's what I want you to see in the other Rishon. I'm going to have a copy of my comments myself, because I don't even have one myself. Thank you. I'm trying to follow what I wrote myself here. Okay. Thank you. Good. So the next Maramakom, the Tosefta. We'll come to that later. The Ritva. That's the next Maramakom. So you don't have a Ritva in front of you. But you know what? Let's get the Ritva and the Rashba on the screen, because it's the one that's in front of you. So let's first put the Ritva on the screen. I have both here in front of me. The Ritva here is an owl sugya. says Dibra Masel, my timer and Yochi. They both have Rosh Hashanahs. Mem Tes and Aleph Hey. I'll begin reading what. I'll begin reading while Ellie is trying to get it on the screen. The Gemara says Lavinay Kriya. Yes, Tosis Kasha. Say Lavinay Deya. The Kasha is identical. Right. The Yesh Mefarshim, Tosis Teretz. The Kaver the Bez and Omnim Shamu Maskirin and Mizazim Osam Eskavim. Kavani Ika. And they quote the Gemara in Gittin. Get your Kasu Cheresh of the Vakatan. Kasha of Yisrael Omen Al Gabav. Very good. Okay, thanks, Ellie. We have everything in front of us. Okay. Thank you so much. Let's read it together from the screen. Is it big enough, Rabbi Olsak? Can you read the back? Not so big? Can I get a little bit bigger? What do I do? Numbers on top? Beneath that? Ah, 12. Click there. Better now?
Yeah.
You sure? It's better. Did I make it bigger? I don't
know.
Okay. Va'anochem. K'moshem b'farash b'yushalmi de meseches trumus. Amazing ritva. You know, before I get to the ritva itself, I want to ask you the following question. Why didn't he like Tosfos? He doesn't tell you. What's wrong? Tosfos is very good. Why didn't he like Tosfos? So before I tell you the Ritva's own wisdom, let me share with you some of the wisdom that's found in the footnotes. Rav Yaffin's footnotes. He wants to know, I asked you to see the footnotes, I don't know if you saw them. This is a footnote. He discusses the question, why didn't the Ritva like Tosfos? Rabbeinu Lobir, 3:10. Amai lo nichalei b'teretz ha-tosfos. What's wrong? Here's the first answer. Daito degam legabe get atzmo eino moel godol omen al gabov. How do you like that? He denies the facts. Denies the fact. We just saw a Mefurasha Gemara, Tosfos quoted, Masechta Gittin. There's a look in the Mishkanes Yaakov. So that's what I have here. If he says to look, we better look. Mishkanes Yaakov, Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He has many wonderful, beautiful tshuvas, and this is one of them. And you're probably wondering, this is Or HaChaim. It's in Hilchos Tzitzis. Tzitzis. Yeah. He wants to know, Tviyas Tzitzis, Vatalos, Nardei Chei Reshot, Vekodon, Vegonol Omen Al Gabba Mutarim. You see? Gonol Al Gabba is relevant not only in Hilchos Chalitza, and Hilchus Get. It's also relevant in Hilchus Tzitzis. Oh. So, he goes to our Sugya, and he says as follows. I'm going to give you some of the highlights here, both sides of the Sefer Mishkanes Yaakov, not the entire Shuva. A little bit. Okay. The Rambam says in a few places that Katan is possible but God alone and Al-Gabbav. Okay? Where'd he get it from? Writes as follows. The Rambam writes, this is also in the Maamar Kamos, if you saw it, Cheresh v'chareshes lavenei kavanin inu b'chalitza. He gives the reason that the Gemara doesn't seem to give. So that indicates that he doesn't hold from God alam al-gabah. He quotes our Gemara, and he asks a bunch of questions. He quotes the Sugis of Gemara that we just read. Where is his thoughts? This is where Tosfos got the concept to the fact that Rav Yana need Amra, there's no problem of Kavana, right? That's what Tosfos said. For the Nesdaiti, you know what? I get Mishka Siakov on the screen. Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself. If you already have the Ritva on the screen, we have plenty of room on our screen. Let's get him on the screen too. This is a Bar Ilan for sure.
Hope so.
Oh, Mishnah Shiach, a classic. It sure has to be Bar Ilan. If we have a screen and it works, and Tamidim are here, and then why not see? Mishnah Shiach, the famous Mishnah
Shiach.
Don't tell me, Tayyip.
If you, I can check on mine, it's probably...
No, how could that be? This is a classical sefer. Okay, it's not here, it's not here. Okay. Right. So, I'm still shocked. I'm moich on the cover of the Mishnah Siach. How could I not have him on? It's one of the Gedolei HaMeshivim. Okay, tell Mr. Bar Ilan that I have tinnitus. Okay. Vishar Raya Lehepech, Kedas HaRamba. Why? Because Rava says, Ilem Vilemes, B'nei Deyaninu, Upumayu koyluhu, umashma lehedja, the mechalek rova, ben cheresh v'chareshes, leilem v'ilemes in chalitza. Right? Look, Rava made the statement, did he not? Rabbi Osai, are we going to deny that he ever made such a statement? What did Rava say? Rava said, initially, ilem v'ilemes b'nei deyaninu upumayu de koyluhu. Is that statement going to be, go chalitza v'chas into the garbage to maskana sagamara? Says Rav Yaakov Kalin, it's impossible. Okay? Vimkein lemaskana de Rava. Those want to look it up later. I'm on page, it's Simon Chav Beis, it's page Chav Gimel. Easy to remember. And I'll start in the second column. Right? Lifsol b'ilein, gamkein mishim kriya. Right? Lemay isa da hamilsa de ilein bar deyahu, ho gam cherish bar deyahu. Lo hamilsa, came with the old man, Godel Omer Al Gabah. Here's his kasha. You mean to tell me if the sugya is referring to a case of Godel Omer Al Gabah, and he has Deya, and that's why Chalitza is no good. Why? By Elam, because he can't speak. That's a very big dochak. Why? V'dochak. Again. V'dochak Godel Omer L'maskon Elo Omer Rava L'hamil Seklal. That when we quoted Rava saying, Elam B'lemes, Lavi Omer V'Omra, right? So, why are you saying that an Elam is a Bardeya, if it's in somehow different than a Cheresh? Even a Cheresh is a Bardeya. Even a Cheresh is a Bardeya. Why? Because God alone and Al-Gabah. So why is the Gemara saying Elam is a Bardeya, even a Cheresh is a Bardeya? Again, V'docha God alone and Maskon alone and Rav alone mills the cloud. As I mentioned to you earlier, that as if this is only the statement attributed to Rav is really a lie. That's hard to say. The old Lishna de Rav le Maskana Hashla the Amit Kriya Ma'akva v'chule Mashma the Masnisin Diek the Tama Mishim Kriya derived from the Mishnah Uminole Dilma Tama Mishim Kavana Umehecha Pshitale Kolkach the Tama Mishim Kriya. I'm a shunt Rav Yana El Marachi. He goof a kosher min olon. But Rav Amas Nisan Koi. He says all these kashin in the text. Again, you have to look inside later to figure it out. What's his bottom line? Elanira dimishim de Mas Nisan, Sham Iflagi, Rav Elazar, Rav Yakiva, Vechalitza, Rekika, Ukriya. Hey minaya ma'akve, Vehey minaya lo ma'akve. We saw the Mishnah, right? We passed Allah only the Chalitza, as Rav Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva rather. Rav Elazar holds the Rekikas also, we don't pass like it. Fine. Hachakach katoni stoma, in the Mishnah itself, after going through that machlokes. Hacheresh and nechatz vacheresh and shecholtz and choletz and hakot and chalitaz and psula. Umashva. The kula amamodu. Rav Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, the chalitz is cheresh lav chalitzi. Lo polig, Rav Elazar klal. He avi time of the mas nisim mishum v'lav in a day aninu im kein kosher liflig rabba lozer alo. What's this? Why should Rabbi Lozer disagree? He comes up with a whopper b'kiyus, the Mishnah of Yaakov. A whopper. Look what he comes up with. Look carefully. I'm reading to you. Look what he says. This. Rabbi Lozer s'vile truma s'cheres lo teitze l'chulin u'mashvile s'ofeg b'ardas k'diisa b'reish perek cheres v'perek m'shechshe. Whoa, this is like a harifus on the part of the Mishnah of Yaakov. You're hearing Kuf Dalim and Beis? Give a quick look to Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Six or seven lines up from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer B'Shem Rabbi Lozer. Trumas Cheresh Lo Teitze L'Chulin B'Neshu Safek. What's a Safek? I would have said a Cheresh is takes Truma. It's nothing. He has no das. Well, no, it's a suffix das, suffix no das. So Rabbi Lezer has, in contrast to all other Tanoim, who hold that a cherish is a lab bar das, Rabbi Lezer is a suffix bar das, suffix no. You can't figure out what's going on. He's a cherish, he's a deaf mute. What's locked in his mind, you can't figure out. What's a suffix? We don't hold like it. We hold it's a vada lab bar das. Rabbi Lezer is a suffix bar das. That's the charivan of the Mishnah of Yaakov. Says the Mishnah of Yaakov. You have Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Akiva are fighting about what's market. When the Gemara goes on, B'stam never said we're getting off Rabbi Lozer, so we have to explain and quote Rabbi Lozer as well. That's the amazing charifas of the Mishkan Yisyak. Okay? V'im Kain, quote Rabbi Lozer, we should say, Chalitza Scherish, Suffolk Chalitza Nayasi. V'lo Mikri Chalitza Psula. So why are you calling it Psula if it's 100% possible? 50-50. Umi no adiyak Rabbi Yanai. Rafila Rabbi Lozer Psula Chalitzasa Mishum Kriya Demiakva Vishain Roar Labila Kamaskana Sakamara Umino Diek Rava Duadin Elan Vilemis Kavan. How do you know? Because since it must be from the fact that Rabbi Lozer himself holds that a Cherish is a Savi Bardas, here it's Vali no good. Must because the Cherish can't speak, so too an Elam can't speak, even though the Elam can hear. Kevin after Rabbi Lezer Paslina Mishum Kriya, would then be in the Didan Mishum Kriya. Wow. Avo Be'emes the Didan that we don't accept Rabbi Lezer. V'cheresh v'charesh es ikas gam ken tamo labane deyaninu. Milvah tamo de Kriya. Mash enge be'ilem. Ukadivri Rambam. When the Rambam said labane deya. The obvious question, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's labane Kriya. The answer to Agama goes according to Rabbi Lozer, or includes Rabbi Lozer, who holds that a cherish is a suffix bardas. We pass that a cherish is a vadi, not bardas, as the Rambam records, Allah alamaisa. The nafkamina, the mishum tamad, the inabene deil, lo havi chalitza klal. Dum yod de koton. Because of our post, Kimishim a Rambam, lehejo the chavin cherish the ilain, and yun zeh, the beilim havi chalitza lipsol. Uvecheresh or have a chalitza klal dum yudikaton because of our posuk came the first but sefta kedivri Rambam and therefore Rav is good. Rav said ilay mechule b'nei deyaninu is the maskana, right? But afkamina l'shvuy chalitza livsol zeh nirali bara benochon beheres Hashem yisbarach v'sugas hagemara b'divri Rambam techeresh vechereshes v'chereshes la b'nei deyaninu v'nin chalitza. The Af Yomer Al Gabov, Umisugi Zurayel Rambam, Vechemi Al Tosef Toshikos Vuzal. Look at that. The Labanei Deya, even with God Yomer Al Gabov, Ulifizein Menatzorach Lachali Ben Cheresh Hashota, as the Rashi Tosef said over here. No, Uvechol Duchta B'Shas M'Shavina Lukadoni, Ben Trumas and Truma Klav Lo Kedesha Klav. And kedusha the gerish shalom mamish at all. V'yaf yomer al gabov malam denu masirin to lav bezin denu klal kemo b'shot lav bardeya denu klal. Excuse me, I said the wrong Rosh Hatavis. Beis dal is bardas, not bezin. To lav bardas denu neidea denu klal kemo b'shota. Rak Rabbi Lezer mashvili the suffix. Our host who goes to quote Rabbi Lezer who holds a cherish the suffix bardas. Oh, Quotes Rashi Bagan Gid knows away. Yochel Davin Betoch Aksav has a Bardas and is Pekech Meikoro, etc. We don't pass in that way. Quotes Rashi Bagan you need Kriya Makva for Chalitza's Cherish. Adkan the whole Yisod of the Chuvah's Mishkan of Yaakov, and therefore Chay Rishon the Bekon doesn't work, even Gadol Obel Al Gabov, and he found the Yerushalmi that discusses this, Rabosai. The Yerushalmi seems to say, Machloikas about this very point, and according to one opinion in the Yerushalmi, Mefurish, that Gadol Obel Al Gabov does not work. Aye, it says in Gittin it does work. It says in Mishkan of Yaakov, you know what he says, Shah? It only works by the Tofes. What does the tofes mean? What does tofes mean? Yeah, the boilerplate. It's not really the main part of the get. Yeah, to put a lot of words, fill up 12 lines, put it in some boilerplate, right? So for that, for the Rabbanan, so therefore, Cherish of the Mekon, work of God, Allah, God, not for the Torah, which is the main part of the get. Adkan, the words of the Heilige Mishnah, Yaakov, and therefore he says, by tzitzis, it's no good to. That's what it's doing, Hilchus Tzitzis. Our Gedolim, Rabbosai, in Hilchus Tzitzis, have to know Hilchus Gittin, and Hilchus. Otherwise, you know, that's why, you know, they're great. That's why we're playing people. This Chumas Mishnah is Yaakov alluded to by the footnote in the Ritva, number 310. Yes, sir.
Is it, I didn't do all the sugya, but is it possible that in the Mishnah that it's saying it's not good for this at all by Cherish?
No.
It's absurd. I mean,
not at all, Pasha.
Right. Okay.
So that's exactly what the Mishnah Yaakov is saying. The Mishnah did not say it. The reason why the Mishnah did not say it, because the Mishnah includes the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. And according to Rabbi Lazar, he's a Bardas. If he's a Bardas, it has some significance.
But is he saying the Gemara is saying Kriya is saying it's Ma'akiv?
Oh, this whole Sukkah is only according to Rabbi Lazar.
Isn't that based on the assumption that Chalitza Psulim is Ma'akiv, and therefore the Gemara says it's because of Kriya?
Chalitza Psulim is, put it this way, it's not enough to permit her to marry her when she pleases.
The Sufik would be the same for that. I'm saying the Sufik Bardas would also be, would also be enough to permit her.
It's true.
Isn't he assuming that here it means it's not even a normal chalitza psula? Isn't that the assumption that you're making?
No, not at all. He's saying if a carrot that is a chalitza psula, as a matter of fact, according to the Rabbanan, we'll see soon, it could be it's not a chalitza at all.
But isn't that what he's assuming? I thought that's what he's assuming. Otherwise, I don't understand.
The Mish is it's psula according to Rabbi Lazar. According to the Rabbanan, it's nothing.
But what do you think the Gemara is trying to say? That the reason we have to say the Svar of Kriya to explain why it would even be nothing quantifiable.
Even if Rabbi Lazar is also, there's a possibility of being a Bendas. But if it's not a Bendas, then it's obviously no good. Toysis Kasha. Toysis Kasha is not a Bendas. What are you talking about? What did Toysis answer? Gololol Gabbah. Says Mishnah Zagat, that doesn't work. No, that doesn't work for anything. That's for beans. For the Rabbanan de Gedinim of Topas, I get. Ah, doesn't really work for anything. Quotes a Yushami one day like that. So then Toysis answers no answer. Back to square one. Because his brilliant answer, Agmo is going to Rabbi Lazar also says, is the possibility of being a Bendas, that's the whole sugya. But Allah Alamais, it's nothing. The Ram does say, that's on the Mara Makomas, ain't a Bendas. The Ram does say, ain't a Bendas. Right? But the Gemara seems to say not that way. So the answer is, the Gemara is going to Rabbi Lazar, and we pass like the Rabbanan. That's what Mishka Yaakov is saying. Okay. There's reason number one, he suggests that maybe the Ritva holds like the Mishka Yaakov. And that's why he doesn't like Tosis Tess. That's number one. Fine. Then he says as follows. He quotes the, quote, Meyuchos, the Ritva and Gittin. Now, if you know the Ritva, Evel and Gittin, they have these new Moser of Kook. They have two Ritvas. One is Rabbeinu Koramein of Kreskis, and one, they don't know who it is. Well, I grew up, there was a plain Ritva, I was a plain Jew. A Ritva and Gittin, all of a sudden the new scientists say that Ritva and Gittin is not, we don't really have a Ritva and Gittin. They're two pseudo Ritvas. One's Rabbeinu Kreskis, and one is, unknown pseudo ritva. See, he holds it miyuchos a ritva. Says, "Afilim gadol omen al gabav ksheirin nichlem asaget." Quoted Mishkan Yaakov is not kosher right again either. Still no good for chalitza. Why? And we hold on the fee. Shechalitza tzorech kavana ledas atzman she iskavnu bechalitza amnas lifter. Which means what? Chalitza, you are the one who's achieving the ultimate tour. You are the one who's releasing. These two people, the Yavam and the Yavam, are releasing the Yavam at the marriage she pleases. For this, Rabosai, for this, Godol Omen Al Gabbav will not help. Godol Omen Al Gabbav helps by Ksima Saget. Rabosai, the Ksima Saget is not the final matir. You all know that. You don't have to write it, you have to give the get. Just a heksher for the final divorce. So for the heksher for the final divorce, It's good enough to have Chayrish, Shota, the cotton, God, all the God, even in the Torah, if the rice are fine. But not to create the final matir. This not. That's what he quotes here from the Pseudo Ritva in Masechta Gittin. Then he quotes the Beis Shmuel. We'll have to get to this on the next list of Rambam comments. I didn't put it on this list. In Kuf Samach Tes Os Mem Dalet, that the Rambam holds that based on atosis, beget lo nefishe mile kiva b'chalitza. Okay? And God beget mucha the coast of the Shema, the coast of the Shema was Shema. Now let's remember, Tosis said it with respect to whom? Rabosim, with respect to whom? One. Which one? Shalter. The Beis Shmuel is with respect to whom? No. Three. Cheresh, Shalter, the Katan. All three. God alone and El Gabov will not work. Never says in Shas that it works for Chalitza. Never. He says the Taka won't work. And then he quotes Rabosim, the famous Rashba in Chul, which is on my. Until I have to get this. We'll have to press. Bottom? Here. Oh. For a rock, you gotta make it bigger? Make it bigger? Is it big enough? Sure, you can read it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. But Rabbeinu HaRavzal is Rabbeinu Yonah. Whenever the Rashi quotes Rabbeinu HaRavzal, he's Rabbeinu Yonah. This is something very deep in Lumdus. Shekol Dova, She'ef Shel Asosu, Edei Shaliach, Havi Amida, Al Gabov, Kavona, Sa'ose, Umidin Shlichus. What does that mean? I'll try to give you my pshat as we go. The husband wants to get to the rinsing and divorce his wife. So what does he do? He appoints Reuven to write the get. Reuven is a cheresh of the v'katan. So he'll appoint Shimon to be God of Al-Gabav. See, he bifurcated his shlichus. Reuven is doing the maisik siva, and Shimon is supplying the kavana by being God of Al-Gabav. We'll see momentarily. Avodava shi'ef shalas hozeh de shaliach. Af Amida ben Amidas ben Das Agabav Lo Malav Lo Marida V'Bakosh Tzara Kavana. Doesn't help to have someone standing on top of it. Hilchach Chalitza Sheyev Shel Asosay De Shaliach, which we saw that. Where does it say that? Where does it say in the Gemara? We had it on Thursday. The Chalitza can happen to a Shlich. What Masechta? Say it. Okay, we'll go slow. It is assuming that of a pashut you cannot make chalitza to a shliach. We'll see soon. Lo mahanya amidas bezdin al gabov. I cannot make a shliach by chalitza, and therefore God al gabov will not help. We all make you my shliach to stand on top and watch it. Doesn't help. You need two people, the yavam and the yavama. No third person can get involved. Follow me. Neither he nor she can delegate to somebody else. So as opposed to the writing of the get, that the husband does delegate. Once you delegate, you can split the delegation. I'll delegate Reuven to write it, and I'll delegate Shimon to stand on top of it and provide the kavana. But it comes to Chalitza, I can't delegate anybody. So it's not going to help God alone, Al-Gabav. Find a time where the shoulder, Shechola, Shechalitza, so Psula. You know what's going on? No good. Won't help God alone without Gabbav. I will get she'ef shal demano shliach l'ksivas aget ulekavon as ksivas shmo shmo v'yavzeh she'omer al Gabbav kishliach ha'memune lichtov ulechavim b'ksivaso. He's not writing it. Other guy's writing it. He's supplying the kavana. This is the main yisod rabosai of Rabbeinu Yonah. This is his yisod. I saw that the Mefarshim try to explain what's happening over here. What happens is that we, as I said before, we divide the action of the Ksiva and the Kavanah Sishma of the Ksiva. it's as if Rav Ol said quite an amazing concept that I saw quoted from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that is a modern analog. He says, what will happen if the man is watching, he's telling this cotton chair shoulder, right lishmo. He compares the chair shoulder of the cotton to a machine. Mechona. Modern. A mechona. So what happens? He's giving in the input. I'll give the mushroom today. Today, how about they call these? You ever see these? You're speaking to these? I know people have. You're speaking, it comes out on the screen. Have you seen that? Yeah. Do you ever, any of you use it? I know someone who actually uses it. They're speaking to what? That's what Rav Shmuel was often. It wasn't Zeicher in his life to see that, but that's what he's in fact saying. The Godel is telling the Chershon of the Kotan, write this. Write the Echad B'Shabbos. Today? It's as if the Godel is speaking into that computer, which spits with writes out Bechad B'Shabbos. So the Kavana, the Shema, comes from the Godel, and the fact that the Kotan is the one that's used in the pen doesn't take away from the Kavana Lishma. What a remarkable Rav Eliona. This is a remarkable, remarkable opinion. Follow me? This is a very, very deep Rav Eliona. And it's quoted in a few places, and this I wanted to show it to you. Here in the footnote, he suggests, based upon this Rav Eliona, and therefore since Tosis holds a Rav Eliona, suggests, the Ritva holds Melech like on Rav Eliona. Another reason, a fourth reason, that he doesn't like Tosis. He rattled off now in footnote 310, notice in four possible reasons why the Ritva rejected Tosis. He didn't say why. Anybody's guess why? That's chazan of four reasons. One, like the Mishkan is Yaakov. Godel, Oven, Agav doesn't work for anything with the rice. Nothing, zero. Two, it works, Rav Osai, for the writing of the get, because that, as I explained, it's only preparatory. As opposed to the chalitza, you need the kavana of the people themselves, which is the final act of pattern. That's how I understood it. Three, the Beit Shmuel. He quotes Tosis' language. Tosis himself said, Lefishi Mila versus Lonefishi Mila with respect to Shota, the Ritzvah extended the Cheresh Kotan as well. And finally, he also got Beni Yonah. Four reasons that he gives in the footnote 310 why he thinks why the Ritzvah didn't accept the reasoning of our Tosis. Okay, very, very nice. So now, what did the Ritva say? Okay, that's what he didn't say. That's not what he, let's see what he did say. Let's go here. Va'anochon, Rabbi Osai. Va'anochon, look at this now. It's a Chiddush Neira. Is it big enough? Bigger. Let's get it here. Bigger. Oh, bigger now? Getting there. Ve'hanochon, k'mo shemeforesh, v'yushalim d'meseches truma. Look at this now. K'viho d'arminon kol cheresh eshanu chachamim b'mishnah. Eino shomeri v'ena medal. We know what that says. What do we say that? Rashi quoted it. What? Rabosi, you forgot? Rashi quoted it on Adaf. Rashi quoted Truma's Perek Alf Mishnah Beis. Cheresh edibur chachamim b'chol makom. Says he was Shabbat, it's a very nice tool, but Rebbe doesn't know that way. Rebbe himself wrote the Mishnah, doesn't know that way. Look at the Rishami says. Lesel haiklala the Rebbe. The Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't know. Why? Not our Mishnah. Look what our Mishnah says. Cherish and Nechatz v'chereshes shecholtz apirish. The mashma lehu the masnisin v'cherish v'chereshes shemidabrim v'enam shomim. Look at that, Rav Osai. Do you believe it? The Cheresh in our Mishnah is not, as it means throughout Shas, neither hears nor speaks. No! It means what? He speaks, but doesn't hear. Normally, if he speaks and doesn't hear, it's a full bardas. Not in this case. You know why? B'dlokotoni nami shota. He asked the same kasha we saw in Torah. We asked, how come shota, right, the three musketeers, Cheresh Shota the cotton. How can they let? Let me say the three stooges. Let's say a little bit more like. So how can they left out? They left out Shota here. What's going on? What's going on? The answer is, says the Yerushalmi, we're discussing here people who are b'nei das. A Shota's a lot of b'nei das. The Cheresh here speaks. If he speaks, he's intelligent. Behind the Kama Labishim the Lab in a Kriya Ninu. Rabosai, that's our Gemara. The Mai Mahani Kriya. Look at this now. What do you mean Lab in a Kriya Ninu? He's a Medaba and a Shomea. Rabosai, if the Ritva would have walked, then what could he have said? That a Mishalmi is referring to the Mishalmi is referring to a case of Shomea and a Medaba. That would have been more neat. And there are those who hold that way. He said, no, it's Medaba and a Shomea. I'll explain to you why soon. So what do you mean he's not in a career? If he's Medaba and a Shomea, he can say whatever he wants. He can speak. Look what it says. Midlokotani, what? The Mai Mahani Kriya came on She'enim Shomen Zelozeh. Whoa, he talked to the wall. When I was an eighth grader, everyone talked to us sometimes when he was getting exasperated when he didn't like it. He said like this, Yiddish. Meret, 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 meret to the vant. Yiddish? Talk and talk and talk and talk to the wall. So, since the person can't hear, he's talking to the wall. Or she's talking to the wall. Whoever can't hear is the wall. What kind of talking is that? See what's going on? It's a chesaron and v'omra v'omra if you're talking to the wall. The other person doesn't hear. Amazing. 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 Dilo, hakaimulon, cheresh medaber ben shomea, or shomea ben medaber, harem kepitchim l'chol devrayim, it's a mefurash gemara in chagiga d'aveis and medbeis. Answering more amazing. This is it's l'pshan al-sugya. U'mahadrinon, shum d'lav v'nei de'a ninu, al gemara. What do you mean? It's against the mefurash gemara in chagiga. Chagiga said that a cheresh of the cotton, excuse me, that a cheresh who's a medaba and a shemeh, shemeh and a medaba is a pikeh l'chol davar. No, l'chol davar. Not quite l'chol davar. Look what he says. Pirish to the gabe ha milsa the chalitza. Data tzilta binan. Da filu pikhim toba. Kedamina the kamon. Chalotzla v'kacha takonza. The gedupa guy who's an intelligent fellow and say, let her take off the shoe. And she takes off the shoe, you're marrying her. So therefore it shows it's a very abstract process. You and I have no way of knowing. You take off the shoe, which way does it go? Does it release it? Does it release her? Does it can't marry her? It's unclear. I mean, it's not logical which way it goes. It's a gzeiras hakasuf. So for this gzeiras hakasuf requires a much higher level of intelligence, which a cheresh, she'ena medaber, medaber ben ha-shomea, shomea medaber, do not have. This is an incredible ritual. It's an incredible, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. There's a pshat in the Gemara against every other rishon. We understand it to mean whenever it says cheresh, we know what it means. But cheresh means he doesn't hear and doesn't speak. That means b'chol mokom. Rashi said so. He says no. What's a Yerushalmi? Here means somebody who is not that way. Either he's a medaber v'ena shomea. That's what the Ritva suggests. Others suggest shomea v'ena medaber. Or if it's more nicely that he doesn't speak. Ain't of amram. Ritva said he's talked to the wall. It's also not considered to be an amir. Ever with me so far, guys? You with me? It's a very far-reaching Ritva. Very, very far-reaching. The chidush and the flame over in this ritual. Sure enough, on the bottom, he has a lot to say about this ritual. For good reason. I'll give you a summation of some of the beautiful footnotes over here. He quotes at the Piskei Rid in our sugya, explains the Yerushalmi Shomea v'ena medaber. That's Pashup Shat. Not Biyomer v'Yimra. V'Amra. Who else holds by the Mefarshi Yerushalmi? Pnei Moshe, Karbon Aeda. Why didn't the Ritva learn this way? Such an obvious trap. It was the Beis Halevi. I left it on my desk in my office. Chele Gimel Simen Beis, Sof Oz Dalet. Beis Halevi says, you know why you didn't learn that way? Can't be Shomea v'ena medaber. Why? Because Shomea v'ena medaber is not usually called a cheresh. The words don't fit. Zeh ikar shmo ilen, v'lo koy al medaber v'ena shomea. Du ikar anikra cheresh k'dechsev, Pasuk says, ki cheresh lo yishma. So, you and I know, Rabosai, that halacha l'maisa in Mishnah speak, and we saw the Farish in the Mishnah in Trumas, the way we paskin, is that cheresh means ena shomea v'ena medaber. If you ask the average Jew in the street, never let Mishnayos, what's a cheresh? They'll tell you. someone doesn't hear. Can you speak? I don't know. Can you speak or not? That's irrelevant. So since it does say the word cheresh, so although it may not be the same as according to Rebbe, the Rebbe will hold it's not the same as we have in the Mishnah Trumas, what it means, Eina Shemeya Veina Medaber, but it's much more likely that it means Medaber Veina Shemeya. So cheresh means in Tanakh, as opposed to Shemeya Veina Medaber. It's never called a cheresh in Tanakh, it's called a kneeling. Everyone with me so far? That's why the Ritva moved off to play motion, the Karban Eda, etc. He was forced to say that not Ba'amah Be'amra, even though you can speak, because you're talking to the wall. Because you're talking to the wall. That's what he says. The next footnote, Rabbi Osai. The next footnote. He says that the Beis Halevi asked the Kasha against this Ritva. Not so logical. Why? Why is it not so logical? Because it never says one should speak to the other. It goes like this. Where do you get it from? Because it says, he has over here on both sides, it says, V'omar V'omra. Okay? And it also says, V'onsa V'omra. Right? That's the psukim that you found over here. But this is what the... It's right here, Torah Shalom, Os Aleph, and Kudal and Beis. V'onsa v'omra kochi oslish shalom yivnes beis ofim. V'onsa, you know, it's another pasuk. V'onu alevim, mesech the sota. What does it say on alevim? V'kol what? V'kol, nu, rum, in a loud voice. How do you distinguish in a loud voice and a soft voice? How do you know? Says the Beis Halevi, it was audible to somebody else. If someone else can hear me, it's a loud voice. Right? So, push it. Therefore, if the other guys can't hear me, it's not labeled as a loud voice. That's what the Ritva suggests. But at the end of the day, after all this brilliant tries, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Because it never says that you have to speak to him or to her. That's not so push it. It doesn't say that they're talking to Bezdin. Bezdin can't hear. What does she say first? Me'ein yavah mi lakam nachim shem. To third person. What does he say? Third person. Nister. Not speaking to them directly. To the Bezdin. So who cares? Even if Amir Ania means when someone else listens, it's not the Bezdin listens. Who says that the Yavam has to listen or the Yavam has to listen or vice versa? Who says? It's true he quotes from the Seder Chalitza, Rabbi Osai. Seder Chalitza. Rabbi Osai, take a look. You have this. I'd like to see things in the back. We have in the back Seder Chalitza. Open up. You all have a Gemara in the back with the Amish Ben Amole? Please turn. Very important. See some more inside. Sorry, the paucity of inside text today. Seder Chalitza Simen Nun. Sif Nun. It's page Mem Gimel, end of the last column. Sif Nun. Tzarech Sheyavin Hayavam Es Divrei Yavama Umahu Meshiv. Right? He has to understand her. She has to understand him. Oh. So you have to talk to each other? He says, no. That's only some kind of a chumra de rabbanon. That's not a real din. No. And it can't be that the mechava is like the ritva. Look in Seder Chalitza Sifta Zayin. It's in the middle of the second column, right over here, in the same page, Mem Gimel. Sifta Zayin. So Shayavam Vayavam Lo Yehoshum Echad Mehem Katan Velo Cheresh Eino Shomer Eino Medaber Velo Ilim Velo Shota. What's obvious in the Seder Chalitza? What happens if a character both sides is a Medaber Eino Shomer? Good or bad? Look inside, no? Good or bad? The other is a Medaber Eino Shomer. Kosher Apostle. What do you say? Look, read. Read Sif Tazayin, say the Chalitza. I'll read it again. Sarach Shayavam Vayavama Lo Yeshum Echel Mehem Katan V'lo Cheresh Eino Medaber Eino Shomer Eino Medaber V'lo Ilein V'lo Shota. Nu Rabos, what do you say? Medaber Eino Shomer, good or no good? About it's good. It's only no good if it's Eino Shomer Eino Medaber. It's clearly implied. If it's Medaber Eino Shomer, it's good. We don't pass like the Ritva. So you can't explain Sif Nun based on the Ritva. You didn't pass like the Sif Tazayin. Says the Beis Halevi. Ooh. That's a chumra bi'alman sifnun. Of course, the question becomes, why didn't the Mechala pass like the Ritva? I don't know if the Mechala even had a Ritva. Don't even know. Oh. The Ramban says, he agrees with the Ritva up to a point, and then he veers off. This goes to what Yoel asked before. Is why is it no good? Listen carefully. Why is it no good in a case of what? Of medaber ve'ena shome. You know why? Fisha ain anu yecholin lelamdon lakroson. If it's medaber ve'ena shomea, we can't teach him how to speak. Sure, he can speak. He can babble all he wants. Maybe he learned something before. In a case, let's say, for example, that he didn't know how to hear. Let's say he got sick later on. So whatever, he learned how to babble for the first X years of his life, he can still babble, he can still talk. Can't teach him something new. So therefore, he's no good. This is what the Ramban says. And as a matter of fact, he quotes Avnei Nezer Reish Kafei, the Pirush Ramban, no nifsel mitam ze, elik shelo limdu likro lefnei shenischarshu, v'chen she'yev shelo lamda de ksav olimroz lehem. So if you can teach him somehow or other, no, he already knows how to read. You show him the pasuk. Look here. Say here. Right? Say here. Right? What he wants, what she wants, you know. Lo chafatzi lekachta. That's what he says. Say that. Or meina, the tourist, meina. Everybody believe me so far? Good. So I'm going to skip ahead. Because of Yoel's question, I can't resist now, skipping ahead, to the last of the Makoros, which is the Rashash. The Rashash has quite a fascinating discussion over here. Give a look. Look, please, in the Rashash. Nish'alti. Everyone with me so far? Right here. Page Mem Ches in our print. Nish'alti isha medaberes ve'ena shomas. Machmas choli. We paskin Rabbo Sai. That it's kosher, right? Shere chalitza, it's kosher. Against the ritual. Shenofel yoga. Im yesh lo takona b'chalitza. Why? Mi mikris en oror lebilo. Tekriya. Hol the ain lano mavo ech lelamda akriya rabosai. This woman no longer hears, and we have no way to teach her how to say the parsha because she was illiterate. She couldn't read. No, those days the women, they didn't know how to read, so she doesn't know the aleph bays. We can't teach her the aleph bays now at this stage in life. We can't point out, and she doesn't hear us, so never she can't read. Vavik kamo ilemes tishmaiten, who physically can't read, she's babbling away. Hey, how you doing? Good day, good Shabbos, good Yom Tov. She knows how to speak. She just can't teach her new things. Oh, Dilma, Kevin, the Yechol of the Davin. Mishum Chisaron the Limud. Y'all, your question? Lo Mikri in the Royal Abila. It's a technicality. She'd be a little bit brighter. We can teach her. You follow me? It's only B'mitzias we can't teach her how to read the parasha. It's not a fundamental shortcoming. Chashavti, nearly. Afim hoysaru il the kriya, rakshlo hoysa yodash shechayavis likro, lo hoyolano derech lo dia shechayavis likros, umach mazer lo tikro, mikri gamkein eno roa lebila. Parentheses, the koshkein nidon didan the milvad bet ain derech lambda chayav kriya, ain derech lambda gamkein ikra kriya, because she can't hear, even she could hear. If we couldn't teach how to read, it would be no good. Why? For who? Now the parak b'shas of a basra, that pay aleph. Ahod the kone beizilonos, maybe v'eno kore. Okay, are you familiar with this? When you bring bikur, you have to read a parsha, become arami obed ovi. But here we're not sure. Fetma v'dilma bikurim ninu, ubo kriya. Fetma gemara v'amarav zera. Since there are only two Ilanas, it's a suffix. Well, you have to be three Ilanas. Yeah, one Ilan. No, two is a suffix. It's a suffix, so it's any Royal Abila. Says the Rashash, wait a minute. Hare after, but also atzad the bikurameim ruyim the kriya, and the person is perfectly capable of doing kriya sapasha. Rak the machas chisaron yediyosenu bechiyav kriyosam, asher b'pnezeh lo matzina lemikri, mikri enerar lebila. He says, even if it's only technically enerar lebila, b'metzias, even though conceptually it's ra lebila, the guy could say the words, but he's going to let him do it because it's something chayav or not. It's still labeled as what? Eino roi levila. This is Rav Moshe's famous tshuva. Rav Moshe proves our Gemara, Rabbi Osai, that you can be yotzei parsha zachar in any dialect. Megillah, any dialect. You go to a shul and they're reading Sfaradit, you're Ashkenazi. Or they're reading Galatianish, and not a Hasidish. As the case may be, what's Rav Moshe's raya? Our Gemara, you need a mitzias, you should be roi to read the parsha. But wait a minute. Only one reading is right. Let's say, I don't know, he's a Taimani. He reads only, can only speak Taimanish. You know, with all the ayins, the hats, and all whatever else. Lo hafatzdi. You know, there is a... And if you know the real Taimani, even the kuf is different. Kuf, for those who know. It's short, it's soft, whatever, I can't even make do it myself. Yeah? And she's a Hasidish from Hungary. And she can't read his way, he can't read her way. There's no way they can get together in this one or both sides, such as the Eidor Lebila. As Rav Moshe see klar that any dialect was kosher. Rav Moshe's bride is predicated on the Rashash's assumption that you have to be able to mitzias to be able to read. That's not a theory, teach him a different dialect, right? I don't know any dialect. You wouldn't ever believe so much. It's very important. The Chazar Tilomar, the Matzinu Be'inan Yibum, Tazlinan Basim Eikorim, Kemol Yalai and Testament base. Bisris Adam Vazakain after the Akshav Anarola Hakim Yachim Shame. Right? The Chenakor is the Kena Heavy Arifa Rosh. Solve Perakamaneto Septa. Rabbo said there are many women who do Chalitz at age 60. They can't have kids. So what kind of, what's going on over here? After the Akshav Anarola Hakim Yachim Shame, etc. Why? The Choltus of Misyabos Akshav Lokavina Bumi Akshav Ashatele. Hold the oil the hand shasa kosher. When they were 20, they could have kids. Oh. The alfina me'adadi mili the yibum midama ravasham imkeno ha'isha v'chule. He derived chalitza from yibum. L'chein nidon shalafaneinu nami. Hoyal shasa kosher. L'kriya. Kona shenischarsha. Rabosa, before she became deaf, I could easily have taught her how to say, right? Man, you bama lakal alam shalom yami. Ulifizay yatsalana din chudash. Next column. Tadi ilam vi ilemes en choltsin. Hainu davka shal no dukach. Shlohoyalem bishasa kosher. If this is correct, that you follow this rule of shasa kosher suffices, but even chalitzi as well. Sad fact is, ona madayel no matzino la trufa, bachalitza. Maybe by yibim, yeah, not bachalitza. Why not? Vuhul if he gears his arif. So Pirkin, Gabi Ha. Take a look at Rabbi Osai. Take a look at the Nemuke Yosef. Keep one hand here in the Rashash, Rabbi Osai. One hand in the Nemuke Yosef at the end of the parak. Let me show you. It's page Kuf Beis in our print. That's Lamed Hey in the old print. Kuf Beis, column 2. We'll first see the riff. Third wide line. Ravashi Ashkele the Rav Kana the Kumit Star Bikri le Lo Ovayadmi. He's trying to get the woman to say Lo Ovayadmi. Amalei Lo Sabel Amar Lo Hoda Rava Dara Asuki Milsa Leslin Ba. What's a big deal? You say it, you don't say it. Omele Motor of Lova Yabmi, the Asuki Milsei, Kadirav Zera, the Makoro Labila, and Bila Makavisbo. Hokinami, Im Royal and Mikarye Bevasachas, Loma Akva, Kriosa, Loma Akva. You have to be able to say Lova Yabmi in one breath. Someone's never has very short of breath, of some kind of difficulty breathing, and cannot get more than three syllables out at the same time, cannot do Chalitza. In our royal, say, Lo Yabi, in one breath. Amazing. Look at the Mugay Yosef. Mugay Yosef. Moda Rava Bilo Ova. Hu Adin Bilo Kafatzti. Mitama de Rav Zera. Vaha de Nogat Bilo Ova. Kafatzti. The man says. Why over here? Mishum she ain't darko shall noshim leida likros. Look what's going on. It's an amazing, awesome the Mugay Yosef. V'kulon einon ru'uyos lebilo chashivi ad shi'alamdum. Avol stana shel anoshim yodim imhem ru'uyim lebilo mikru. Amazing. In the olden days when men were literate, the women were illiterate, the average woman is treated as an ein ro'o lebilo and to actually teach her. Back to the Rashash. Based on the Rashbo. Yeah. And you cannot say therefore hoyol shasa kosher, because when she was before she became hard of hearing, she did not say look. She just didn't know how to say it. Wow, so the Rashash is going on a roller coaster. First he said, Rabosai, it's no good. It's not a roy in theory. It's roy in practice. Then he said, kosher, because before she lost the hearing, we could have taught her. Then he says, it's not going to help, because the bottom line, and Mookie also says, every woman is considered a roy. So she typically does not read. Ad kan, the Rosh Hashanah's roller coaster. Everyone with me so far? Oh. In a few more minutes, let's go a little bit further, Rav Osai, into the Ritva. And what he says, that we didn't have a chance to see yet, including the footnotes that I asked you to see. Let's now, Rabosai, we have enough time to finish this. Whoa, where am I? The next paragraph in the Ritva, that's it. And the Ritva is going through the Gemara. So you have to keep one hand in the Gemara. When I grew up, there was only one hand in the Gemara, one hand in Rashi, no? One in the Gemara, one on the screen. I didn't have screens in my day, this time. So, one hand in the Gemara, one hand on the Ritva, on the screen. He's going pshat in the sugi. Let's read the Gemara from the very beginning. Take it again. Amar Rava, Hashta Diyamrit Kriya Lo Ma'akva. Right, as we know. And we didn't realize Havzera yet. Lefichach, Ilein Ve'elm Ve'ilemes Shecholzuch Alitosin K'sheira. You know they can't speak, so what? Tnan, Chere Shechnechatz Ve'charesh Shecholzuch Ve'chaletzis Min HaKotn. Chalitosu P'sula, my time, Lab Mishum D'Lab B'nei Kriyanin, which is a Kash against Rava. Right, Kash against Rava. What did Rava answer? Lo. Shavdalav b'nei deyaninu. Frek de Gemara. I hachi ilein vilemis nami. It's a very shvera kasha. What's the kasha? What's the kasha, Rabosai? What's the kasha? So according to the Tosa sheet that we don't really know what the kasha is. And neither let us have b'nei deya. If cherish means you can neither hear nor speak, and that is no deya. Mehecha tesis, more asking a kasha, if you can speak and cannot hear, not a b'nei deya, not a bar deya. Who said so? It's against the Mefurash Gemara Chagiga. What does the Ritva do with this Gemara? The Ritva adds. I mean, look at keep one hand over here. Either Elimus Nami, one hand on the screen. What does he say? Pirish. Lo makshi lo man de ka'ori lo meikara. Till the day. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Till the day, let's keep going. Till the day. One second. Came at the mission to lav v'nei kriya ninu. That's the machshin hold. That lav v'nei kriya is a problem. Afilu ilem v'ilem es namilo. V'hainu pirche. So, what do you mean, Rabosai, that why can't ilem v'ilem es do it? Ella says the Gemara, the Ritva, Talmudahu de parachle. Da filu ledas ha-metaretz Hilem vilemis nami lo, the came of the cherish and medama ben shomea, eno kipikech and yenze, who adin le ilem sheshomea ve eno medaber. What's he asking? That the Gemara is working with his son. See, this is a plus for both sides in the Ritva's trap. Because the Ritva learned earlier that we're discussing a Cheresh who can speak. A Cheresh who can speak is the equivalent, at first glance, of an Elam who can't hear. They both have one plus and one minus for both sides. With me? According to Tosfos, that Cheresh means he can neither hear nor speak, as Rashi said. It's very difficult. I mean, what's more thinking? We all know that's not the same as a total cheresh who can neither hear nor speak. But according to Shita Asha Ritva, that cheresh means medaber shomei medaber shomeya. So the Gemara wants to know that the two should be identical. Ilim v'ilemis nami should be considered to be what? A non bardas. Says the Gemara, look over here. Says the Gemara, Umahadrinon, the Hanu Pumayo Karablu Kloma, Kyo Ilem ain't dietal but the refus cloud, Kevin Shashomea, Abukshena Shomea, even though I can speak, O made Nivol, Lomotsu the Chavune, Kevin Loshoma Mike Omele. No, it's true, the Gemara and Chagiga Davbez equated both of these two, hearing and not speaking, and speaking and not hearing. They both have full intelligence, but the same equation doesn't exist for the Yerushalmi and those the Bavli going according to the Yerushalmi. Namely, a cheresh medaber ben shomea lacks intelligence, at least with respect to chalitza. But a cheresh, an ilain who is shomea ben medaber does not lack intelligence with respect to chalitza. And therefore, the only reason why it's no good, he's not bar kriya. So it comes out something remarkable according to the Ritva, that a cheresh ain't a shmein medaber as la b'nedein. Nothing to talk about. Al Gemara says even if he is either speaks and not hear, or hear and not speak, they're both no good for two different reasons. Speak but not hear, the Gemara goes back and forth, either because the other one is can't speak to you. That's how the Ritva started off. Or we can also suggest he's not even a bardeya, because the fact that he can't hear, he doesn't have enough intelligence for the respect to chalitza. But to hear and not speak, you have plenty of intelligence, because hearing is a greater criterion for intelligence. So you have intelligence, even for chalitza. The only reason why chalitza is no good, because you cannot speak. You're not bekriya. That's how the Ritva got through the sugya. Quite a remarkable Ritva. The whole sugya is different. Oh. Now, and there's a little bit of a final nakuda over here that is found here in the footnotes on the bottom of the Ritva. This is footnote 316. A slight difference, Rav Osai. A slight difference between the Ritva and the Ramban. First of all, when the Ramban is more literary, when he explains why the cheresh is worse than the ilein, originally they equates them. Rabban spells it more. Why? Came in the bechush echad ein lahem das. They mix one of the senses, either hearing or speaking. What's the final conclusion? No, hasan pumayakov lehu, and they're intelligent. Avo cheresh keeva de kule roshu veilem das. The whole head hurts, not just the mouth. It's interesting, kind of a literary description. Oh, but the question became, Rav Osai, to Mefurisha Gemara and Chagiga da Beza Midbeis, if you can either hear or speak, you can pick him to call the Rehim. How did Ritva get out of that one? Agabar's working with an assumption, at least at this point, that Chalita requires a super extra level of intelligence. We can understand why, because it's so abstract. Ramban has a different book. Ramban says like this. Labanei deinenu, mishum chershuson bilvad, catch this now, v'leslon hashto harein kepikchen l'chol devreim. At this stage in the Gemara rejects the Gemara chigidav beis and medveis. Caught the Ritva, the Gemara never rejected that Gemara in the Chagiga. The Gemara just thought the Chalitza is its own category, quite a social high level of intelligence. Rabban says no. At this point in time, the Gemara is rejecting the Gemara Chagiga. So what does it mean? That's the Sugin of Sat Chagiga that base for the Mitzvah Chagiga. So yes, Cheresh who's part of Chagiga is the Cheresh can either hear or speak. That's true. A Cheresh can either hear or speak is Chayav and Mitzvahs. That's true. But the Gemara Chagiga had a different phrase. Kepikchin Lechol Divrayim. For everything. Our Gemara at this stage rejects that. It's the only Chayav and Mitzvahs. They're not going to say the Pikchim to have a Kavanah for Chalitza or Abosai. It's a bit of a different nuance than the Ritva and this Nekuda. And that's found over here in footnote 316. So therefore, Rabbi Oz, that's chazah we did today. We did the part of the mission we had to do. We did the Gemara. We did the Tosis. We did the Rashba and Chulin. There are some footnotes on the Rashba, which I'll talk about tomorrow. You have time to look at them. The identical footnotes, both 431, both with and without an asterisk. Please look inside the other, the Rashba. Okay? And we did the Rashash. I brought only the Gemara Gittin, I want to show you the Sefer HaSchus. We ran out of time for that. The interesting Sefer HaSchus. If you can get a hold of the my edition, it'll be. I'll try to bring it down. It's a clearer print. I mean, otherwise, you have to strain your eyes a little bit. A separate paragraph also in my edition makes it easy to find. Okay, I gave you both numbers: Yud Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Gittin. And we have to do the Rambams. We didn't do any Rambams whatsoever. The Tosefta relates to the Rambam. We finished that. Go to the second part of the sugya with a couple of Tosefta and Lamed Aleph. Okay, again, I apologize for being a little late today. But tomorrow's your regular time.